This conference is being recorded.
All right, Prabhu, it's recorded now.
Okay, is everyone unmuted?
Yes.
Is that true? I don't hear anything.
Sure.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Does anyone have a question? Is everyone unmuted?
I'm here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So questions or reflections?
I've got one question, Guru Maharaj.
Yes, Nitai Kripa Prabhu, go ahead.
Hare Krishna, I was just thinking it might be possible sometimes to even like think you're being sincere. And then maybe like only like certain things happen and you might realize, oh, maybe I wasn't being so sincere at that particular time. Or so I was just wondering what your advice would be on, like, how can we see how sincere we actually are being? Like, can we maybe kid ourselves sometimes?
Well, that's why association is very important, because oftentimes when we move into higher association, that means association where devotees have a more intense desire to please Krishna than we do, then we will have this feeling of, well, I'm really nowhere. I need to move up to speed. That's one of the benefits of association. We were speaking about this other day, just like on the Govardhan Parikrama, when you're walking around Govardhan Hill. It's a long way around, actually. And sometimes if you're walking and you're tired, if you can get behind someone who's going faster than you are, then immediately you pick up your pace. So, you know, in traveling and meeting devotees and being in association, you'll find uncommon sincerity in the hearts of devotees in many, many places. And that should stimulate us. And it is specifically mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that devotees like the Pandavas, who are pure devotees, they feel that their quality of devotion is not very high. In fact, they see everyone else as better than they are. And that's why in the verse that's mentioned in the 7th canto, 10th chapter, 48th verse, specifically Yudhisthira is lamenting that he doesn't have a very high quality of devotional service. And Narada Muni is saying, no, no, actually, yours is the best. That's why everyone's coming there to see you. And that's why Krishna's staying in your house. So we should feel like that my quality of devotional service isn't very high. But we can also verify where we are by good association, by having guidance of other devotees. And if we have sincere guidance from sincere devotees, then we will be able to judge how we're doing. Right. We should always triangulate through Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru. Shastra also tells us what are the symptoms of someone who's advancing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for instance, told Sanatana Goswami the symptoms of bhava. 9 symptoms are mentioned there. And one can, for oneself, read those. As an example, a symptom of someone who's very advanced in devotional service is that he or she does not want to waste even 1 second. So you can see for yourself what is your mentality. And then you can also tell from association with advanced devotees, and you can take specific help from your gurus who can tell you you're doing well, you should move along faster, things like that. Is that all right?
Yeah, thanks very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. This is Anita.
Hare Krishna.
I have a question. I just wanted to know what is the difference between a great and a good devotee, and how can we identify with the symptoms?
Well, when I said that, don't try to be a great devotee, try to be a good devotee. It's kind of a mentality. First of all, just be a good devotee means to have a feeling of being the servant of the servant. if I'm the servant of the servant of the servant, this is my mentality that I'll serve the servants of the devotees, then I'm keeping myself in a very safe position and not trying to stand out as a great devotee. It doesn't, of course, mean that we shouldn't take service opportunities when they're offered to us and that we can't do extraordinary things by the mercy of the Lord and our spiritual master. But we should think that I'm an instrument and that I'm only acting whatever I can do, whatever progress I've made, it's coming about by the mercy of Krishna. He's the one helping and promoting me, and by the mercy of my spiritual master. This is our qualification. And you were saying, how can you tell the difference between a good devotee and a great devotee?
Yeah.
Well, and here's one little story, and that was that once a devotee asked Prabhupada why big devotees were sometimes falling down from the process of devotional service. And Prabhupada said, big devotees don't fall down from the process of devotional service. So when one achieves steadiness, no matter what it looks like externally, whatever kind of title a person has, someone who has steadiness in devotional service and whose speaking power, in other words, you can tell by how someone speaks. This is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita when Arjuna asked Krishna, what is the quality of someone who's fixed in consciousness, sthita prajna? And he said, Krishna specifically mentions how a person speaks, because as it's mentioned in common parlance, a fool is discovered when he speaks. He had nothing to say, and then he said it. So we can tell a great devotee by the way he or she speaks. And one specific quality of someone who's very advanced in devotional service is mentioned by Rupa Goswami, that nindadi shunya, that such a person is devoid of the propensity to criticize others. Not talking about practical criticism, in other words, for someone's benefit, but for the sake of criticizing others to drag them down. A person who is advanced, when he sees others advancing, he becomes happy, and he has gratitude to see others advancing. Someone who is not so advanced or has envy in their heart, they see somebody else advancing, and they want to criticize and drag that person down. So speech is very important, and you can also judge by a person's steadiness. If someone's always showing up day after day after day doing their service, whether they speak or not, they're voting with their feet, they're voting with their hands, they're motivated from within their heart to be there to do service. So a great devotee is steady, and a great devotee speaks beneficially and speaks about Krishna or related things. Is that helpful?
Oh, thank you very much. That is very helpful, and I just wanted to let you know that last time when you came here in Frederick and taught us about the prayers, the principles, and how to do the devotional services and the aarti and all that, it's really very helpful. It is very satisfying.
Well, that's so nice to hear. Thank you. It was satisfying for me, too. Thank you very much. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
My name is Babu Ram. I want to ask you, how shall we come to know that we have completely surrendered to Krishna?
Well, surrender is a process. It's called Sharanagati. And this is the life of a devotee, is to be in the process of surrendering to Krishna. And there are six items in the process of surrender. The first item is that you should accept things which are favorable for your service to Krishna. And the second is that you should reject things which are unfavorable. Then there are four other items, but I'll just address the first two. So when you begin to, when you're surrendering, you'll notice in yourself a desire to accept things which are favorable for devotional service. There are many, many things that you can do that are favorable for your devotional service. And when you see yourself grabbing for those things, in order you have a little bit of greed for that, that means that you're surrendering. That means that you're advancing in the process of surrender. And also, when you're eager to give up things that are detrimental to devotional service, and you actually have a bias towards giving them up, then you'll know that you're properly moving ahead on the process of surrender. And all these things, as I mentioned earlier to Nitai Kripa Prabhu, that we should judge how we're moving forward by good guidance. Take good guidance from advanced devotees and also from Shastra, and then you'll know. And the process of surrender is, we should take under advisement of others as well. Is that okay for now?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Hare Krishna. We have time for one more.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
My name is Nanda Dalal. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Please accept mine. All glories to Prabhupada.
My question is, you mentioned if you don't have feeling, pray for feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And could you explain that? Because I don't have feeling anything in my mind.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Well, it means that you have to start somewhere. And the very fact that you're bringing it up, that you're saying I don't have any feeling, means that that you do, actually. I hate to inform you this, but but someone who's not thinking about it, who's thinking I'm fine the way I am, is not going to make progress. Generally, we make progress in any discipline and in any area of our life when we feel like I'm not satisfied. If I'm totally satisfied with how I'm doing it, then there's nothing to think about. Just do what you're doing. But if you're dissatisfied and you think I'm not up to the mark yet, then you should develop a fire in your belly, in your heart, that I want to improve. So anyone in any situation who wants to improve must develop that desire, because everything's based on our desire. Ultimately, we're helpless. It's not us, it's Krishna who helps us in anything, in developing skills. So in devotional service, it's the same way. Really, the whole thing's based on our attitude and our desire. And if we develop an attitude that I want to serve Krishna, although I'm helpless, and we develop a desire to do that at any stage, one stage is we can appreciate it in others. We may see that I don't have anything, but I really appreciate the devotees that do have it. From that appreciation, that's called grinati, it means acceptance of the good qualities of others, you'll actually develop those qualities. So we have a saying, fan the spark. So if you find a spark in yourself where there's a little desire to do something in devotional service or a desire to do something, then fan it. And from that, a great fire will grow. And after all, we are little units of desire. And that desire, when it's directed towards Krishna, it conflagrates and it becomes something, it becomes full ananda, full happiness, full bliss. So just take that wherever you find any impetus in yourself to serve Krishna and fan it like anything and let it grow, because that will bring all success in life. And that's what the purpose of the human form of life is. We have the opportunity to fan that spark. Is that all right?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Ashutosh Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhu.
So we should probably wrap it up.
Okay. So I'll stop the recording now.
Wait, okay. I just want to thank all the devotees very much. It's just such a pleasure that so many of you joined the call this morning, and to hear your voices and to know you're on the other end, even though I can't see you, is it's an extreme joy and pleasure. So thank you very much, and all glories to your service, and I look forward to seeing every one of you. very soon.
Hare
Krishna. Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripasnabevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Noon Maha. Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Bo, sir. Hare Krishna, devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.